Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. We are back. It's been a while, huh? Seems like it always seems like it takes a while for us to do another podcast now. It's been like every 2 weeks, but it's the summer.
People
got to know so much is going on, right?
Right.
I mean, it's the summer, right?
Yes, it is.
So much is going on, right?
Yes. Why you keep saying it?
I'm just saying.
Repeating it.
Well, so people know it sinks in.
Oh.
It's the summer, so lots going on. So, you know, sometimes we miss a week here and there. Well,
are you going to repeat it again?
Not going to repeat it again, but let it be known. You know, August, Bonnie's got to go out to California. It's the summer, man. Mm-hmm. Lots going on.
We drove back from Montreal and our seatbelt alert
is broken. Some kind of electrical. It's got to be electrical.
It beeped every 30 seconds.
All the way back from Montreal.
All the way back from Montreal.
It stopped sometimes for an hour or two.
Yeah.
Then it would just go fuck off and start up again. Okay. I flew to Montreal, which is 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm. But you got to take into account the airport and everything.
Yeah. Then I drove back with Bonnie because she had to drive up last week because she had Rain and the dog. But I don't know why you couldn't fly up and take the dog.
It would just been so much money.
Really?
You're not going to pay for Raina.
Oh.
So it was cheaper. They paid us a certain amount of money to drive.
Well, that was the longest drive back in the history of driving back from Canada. Took us like 9 hours or more.
Yeah, traffic, and then
we stopped a couple of times.
The dog had to get out and take a dump or whatever.
Pee. I don't think the dog took a poop all the way home.
Oh, yeah. Remember when she farted? You were sleeping, and then I was like, uh-oh. And then I pulled over, and then she immediately took a dump when she got out.
Where, on the side of the road you pulled over?
No, in that texting place. You don't remember? You were sleeping, and then I pulled in, and you were like, what are you doing? I go, she has to poop. And then I walked out. It was literally like 3 seconds, and I got back in the car and drove off again. You might not even remember it because you were sleeping.
I don't remember because I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do a little recapping of Montreal.
Okay.
Bonnie got up there a week earlier to do the nasty show.
Yeah, I had 11 nasty shows.
11. She had 11. And she
No,
did
wait, 11 days, but... Friday, Saturday were 2 shows per. Oh, but yeah. But yeah, it was 11 shows because then we took off Sunday and Monday.
And she did them with Andrew Schultz. Bobby Lee hosted.
Jesse May Peluso.
So Big J Okerson.
And CP.
And CP.
So a comedian from.
Detroit,
but he lives in LA now.
Nice guy. I talked to him.
Great guy.
Bonnie came in.
And Jimmy Carr did almost every show also.
Why?
I don't know. In the beginning, it was Jim Jeffries did almost every show. I mean, and then for the second week, it was Jimmy Carr did almost every show.
Were they guest spots or paid spots or?
I didn't go and find out everybody's contract or anything like that. No.
Jimmy Carr's always vulgar when he comes up to me about you.
What does he say?
He goes, I effed your wife.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. And I
he doesn't say that about you.
If he says that again, I'm just going to say stop.
Really? You don't have a sense of humor about it?
Well, every time, it's the same. Then he sat by the table and he tried to ad lib, but he had no clipboard. So I handed him some paper. I'll pretend this is your clipboard. Although I do like him. So Bonnie did 11 shows. Bonnie came back to the room one night and we're friends with Andrew Schultz.
Had a hotel room one night, but then we moved to a Airbnb, a corporate stay.
It was nice.
A two bedroom apartment right around the corner, like literally steps away from
the festival.
The festival was fantastic.
She came back in one night and we're friends with him. I'm more of a friend with him, but she's friends with him. And she was talking about Andrew Schultz and she goes, Schultzy. I go, you're calling him Schultzy now?
No, I said, by Schultzy. And you heard it.
No.
He was at the elevators. I go, by Schultzy. And then you turn to me and you go, Schultzy. And I was like, I don't know. I don't even know why I said it.
Disgusting.
So then you went up to him. Then I couldn't stop calling him. He didn't appreciate it either.
All right, so you did those shows. You did a lot of other shows too, right?
I did Andy.
Then we'll get to my stuff too.
Okay, I did Andy Kindler's alternative show. I did the open for Brian Posehn one night. I did some podcasts. I did the Jim and Sam show with you one morning. That was so fun.
Yeah,
that was great. And what else I do? I did some other show. I did a gala show, televised gala. Jim Jeffries was the host. I don't remember something. I did something else. I can't remember what it was. Oh, the crowdwork show.
Yeah,
which you killed on. You just destroyed that. That was so great.
Get out!
So
of here.
Fun thank to you. Watch.
I had a close too. Like, yeah, Bennington was destroyed.
Well, I was way down the list, and I said, "Please, can I go second? I didn't want to go first."
Yeah.
And they were like, "You want to follow Bobby?" I was like, "It." I mean, at this point, it doesn't matter. It's like these are all killers. I can't go second to last. Jessica Kirsten was the audience, Mike. It was really a fun show too.
Well, I'll get to that show.
And we did Would You Bang Him, which was a fun show.
Well, I got there Wednesday night. What do you call it? What's the bonfire with Big J and Dan. And I did Norton's podcast, Chipperson or something. Mm-hmm. So I did that Wednesday night. And I was already tired. You fly in. Even though it's not a long flight, you're still beat. Mm-hmm. Thursday, I didn't do a comedy show Wednesday night. Then Thursday morning, I did Norton and Sam, which was so cool because it started off just me, Norton and Sam, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the Lucas brothers came in and we're having a good time. And then everybody started coming in. Miss Pat.
I think I was there first.
You came in before. Well, did what's his name come in before you?
What do you mean?
What's his name from Crashing?
No.
So you came in first, second, mm-hmm. or third after Lucas Brothers, but then it was packed out.
Then Big J came, Dan Soder came. Who else was there?
He was killing from Creation. Why can't I think of his name?
Don't make me now.
Why do I draw blanks with names now? I forget names like people I know.
Pete
Holmes. Killing. He was killing. It was fun. So Pete, you know, it was like Pete was killing us. Everybody was killing. So I did that.
You were killing.
Yeah. Well, I was here the whole time, though. I was here from 8 till mm-hmm. the end. I was exhausted. I got up at 7 or something. Then I did the bonfire again, but I bailed out halfway through because I was too beat.
Yeah.
And that was Thursday. And I didn't have any shows Thursday. And then Friday, I did Bennington had a panel on addiction.
Yeah.
Me, Bobby Kelly, mm-hmm. Joe List, Miss Pat, which was great. Bennington's shows are always great.
He's fantastic. I only saw him on one show for one moment. Yeah. And I didn't even get to see his show because I was upstairs shoving food into my mouth.
So then I saw Friday, I saw Chris. I go, do I have any shows tonight? I haven't done a show yet. And then he said, yeah, oh, you do at 12 o'clock. And I got mad because now I didn't want to do one that late.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did it. It was with Andrew Schultz.
Oh,
and
so
it was
fun,
great.
Right?
It was so much fun because we did material. We did like 7 minutes. Then we did a panel. And it was myself, this guy from Canada that's getting sued in Vancouver.
Yes.
He's getting sued for $40,000, $42,000.
Well, this is from a long time ago.
He's already spent $180,000 on his lawyer.
Oh my God.
$180,000.
Jesus.
Funny guy. It was me, him, and the Lucas brothers again.
Because he made some...
About a handicapped person. He made jokes or something.
Oh, that was what it was?
Yeah, the handicapped person didn't die or something. A Make-A-Wish guy or something.
Oh.
You know, so
I didn't realize. I was thinking of something else. Okay.
You were thinking of the
lesbian one, yeah.
Yeah, no, this was the handicapped one. So then it was me, him. So we did a few minutes apiece. Then we sat down with Andrew and did a panel. Discuss a joke that we wasn't working, how we could punch it up. So then Saturday night, we did that same club with a different audience, but did the joke we mm-hmm. punched up.
And did they work?
Yeah. But I didn't really punch mine up. I just did, you know. And Andrew has a great following. His crowd, he went on, he did like mm-hmm. 15 or 20 up front killing. Mm-hmm. But I had to go first there so I could go over to the other place. But already at 7 o'clock, we did Creeps for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody killed. Mm-hmm. Bennington hosted. I went first. Bobby went second. And Jessica Curzon went last.
Oh, was that Club Soda?
Yeah. Then we did a panel. It seems on panels, I'm the guy they try to go after. You know, mess with.
Yeah, it's not they don't try. They know there's a response there. Look, if they go after me, I may just go, I don't know. I might not have anything. It wouldn't be any fun.
Well,
they know you're going to, you're like a dog. You'll come back.
Well, anyhow, so we did Creeps for Kids. It was great. Then I did Andrew Schultz's show, which was fun. Then I did the crowd work show, and I'm so tired. And Bennington is on stage destroying. And I had to go last. I don't know. I pulled it off. I mean, you said it went well. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think I did like 20 minutes.
You did a long time. The only thing I felt bad was for Jessica. You just left her hanging in the audience all the time.
Because I wasn't used to using a girl in the audience with a microphone. But she got it. I mean, anyhow.
She was very funny. I mean, when it was appropriate. To add, she added the most hilarious shit.
She was funny.
Remember, what was it that you said that made her go, I'm from Spanish?
No, some guy goes, I'm from Greek.
Oh, right. Yes.
He was from Greece. I go, where are you from? He goes, I'm from Greek.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm from Spanish.
Yeah.
But I had probably the most fun at this festival I had in a long time, too. We didn't hang out every night that long because we, you know... I mean, we saw people throughout the day we got to talk to.
I was always so tired by then. But by the time I was done, it was always like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. It was
And those parties
would go to 5. But they're for
younger people, younger, and which is great because there's music, mm-hmm. dancing. And, mm-hmm. you know, the Netflix party was at some nightclub.
Yeah.
And if that's what you're into, it's probably the best party you can go to.
Yeah, right.
You know, and the Comedy Central party was at the hotel, but there's music, you know. Those parties must be, if you're young, like the Comedy Central one was great because we went out on the balcony and I
mm-hmm.
hung out there for a while, you know, and the thing is too, it's like, The good thing is we know everybody. We see, you know, not these new comics, just new ones coming up. But we get to see people we haven't seen in who knows how long, because headliners don't work together with headliners. So you see, you know, we got to talk with Wanda or Alonzo or whatever, which is great, because you don't, when do you see these people? You don't see them unless you're at the Cellar and someone stops in from out of town.
Especially like the LA, like
Ida
Rodriguez, I haven't seen in a long time. And
did she move to LA?
She moved to LA, yeah. So I saw her, talked to her a bit. But I really was only at that one party at the last night. For every other party I never went to. I didn't go in. And then that one, I took a walk around a couple times, but
what, the Comedy Central? Oh, the last night?
The last night.
What was the Netflix party? Oh, that was on Friday.
Oh, the Netflix party was also on Saturday. Oh, that was, oh no, that was on Friday, the Netflix party, because we just finished our Would You Bang Him show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we just, I just stood outside.
Yeah, I didn't go. I went, walked in, I go, this is too crowded and hot and loud. It'll blow my eardrums out. So I turned around.
I know, it's like we're so old. But I, the truth is that I've never liked loud parties. Like, I don't understand it. I guess did. I don't dance, so it's not like a thing. It's like I just want to like have like,
I mean, I'm a dancer.
Exchange a couple of funny things with people.
Well, comics like to just sit and talk, you know. I guess whatever. I mean, I went in. It looked like everybody's having a great time. I go, this is loud. I'm leaving. Then I went back to the hotel, hung out for a few. True TV's giving free bagels every night. It was always good food. Like Comedy Central, whoever had those, I guess Comedy Central put out a big spread, you know, the French fries with a
poutine,
the styrofoam on them and the gravy.
The styrofoam, that's what, like it, cheese curds.
Yeah. All in all, I had a blast. I had so much fun. I did five panels or five radio shows and panels and four comedy shows. And I'm not going to brag. 9 for 9.
That is bragging.
Oh, it is?
You said I'm not going to brag, and then you bragged.
Okay, well, I'm not going to brag. 9 for 9. Then we went and saw the State of the Art, or what's it called? The State of the Union.
Andy Kindler. But I don't know how,
is,
I honestly, listen, I try to do this like in my head. I go, I'll just let them list. People don't seem to mind.
Let them what? Let them what?
You just list. This is what you love to do.
I didn't list this podcast.
You just been listing the shows you were on.
I talked a little personal about them.
Not enough to warrant it.
Well, what am I going to do? Say on the crowd work show? I don't remember. I was up there for whatever. I can't give a review on myself.
You don't have any stories that you, from?
From what?
The festival that you want to retell?
Well, I was excited. Howie Mandel came up to me and goes, to his friends, he goes, Rich Voss, he's very funny. So I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, nice.
That he knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everybody else there knows who I am, but the fact that he did was pretty exciting. It's kind of gay, though, to say that.
He came up to me after my show, the Nasty Show.
And said, I know your husband.
Oh, first he said, you're really funny. I had a good show that night. And then I said, my husband was talking about you all day. He goes, yeah, we're going to have a meeting with you guys. I said, well, let me figure it out first. Let me check my schedule.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to work with this man. I've always liked him. Also, then I go to see the Andy. This, what's it called? State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, we've known Andy, what, how many? 30 years? 25 years?
I mean, I don't know.
Forever.
Maybe not that long. For
I mean, you know, when I... Because when I did start a comedy out here, he was doing it in Philly.
Oh.
But why does he go after my good friend? My other good friend. I gotta bring these guys together.
He hates Ricky Gervais.
I think it's just an act. I don't think he...
No, I don't think it's an act. Oh, no. I don't think it's an act.
I think it's an act. Why? How could you not like him?
I don't know what I don't know what the catalyst is that they... But I'm pretty sure it's real. It seems very, very real.
I don't think so, because... What Andy does is go after everything, right? On stage, comics, bad TV shows, whatever.
Yeah.
What Ricky, besides,
but I think
all
it's,
the stuff he
but
created,
I think it has something to do with Ricky being an atheist.
So?
Because I think Andy's not.
Andy's not an atheist. He says he believes in a religion.
Yeah, he's religious. So I think it's like.
Yeah, but half of the liberal friends he hangs out with are atheists.
I know, but I think he thinks that, and this is speculation just from tweets and stuff, that Ricky thinks that people who do believe in God are idiots. I mean, I've even said it on stage, stuff like that.
What, that people who believe in God are idiots?
Yes.
But you could believe in a higher power, be spiritual.
I guess.
But anyhow, still, I think it's an act. I don't really think Andy could. Anyhow, that's the only part that made me cringe during when he made jokes about him, because I like Ricky. Mm-hmm. I think he's fucking funny as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I couldn't see why. And I think Ricky doesn't like him. He said something after radio one day. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? The bottom line is, if they went to war, I would have to side with Ricky.
The other night you said Andy.
Did I?
Yes.
I switched to Ricky.
Yeah.
I'm team Ricky.
Oh, my God.
I'm team Ricky. Sorry.
I feel honestly pretty confident that I'll never have to choose.
What if you have to choose between me and Andy?
Andy. You and anyone, I pick the anyone.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What about?
No. How about you know who? Texting the entire time through Andy Kindler's set. Except miraculously, anytime Andy looked over there, he...
Hold on. It just cut off.
Oh, boy. Every time.
What the hell? There, it's back.
This is like should be a segment.
It just stops. Yeah, somebody, I don't want to say who, during Andy's thing was on his phone the whole time, not even
in
looking.
In the front row.
How fucking, maybe it was important.
I heard someone else fell asleep in the front row.
Who? Jeffrey? Was it him?
Don't say, yeah.
He fell asleep in the front row?
Yeah.
People were tired at that festival. People were tired. You know, they're up all night. But listen.
Well, if you don't have anything good, like I see you trying to get somewhere with it. You got nothing. Like end the festival talk.
What are you talking about?
You're like this. You don't have anything on the festival.
I do.
Talk.
I'm team Ricky.
Allie, stop. Oh boy.
I'm gonna get them two to like
this
each
is
other.
Like the worst I'm podcast we've ever done.
No, it isn't.
And we've done some bad ones.
This is a good podcast. We haven't done it in a while. We're tired.
Well, then don't do it when you're tired.
What else am I going to do it? We're not going to be around all week.
Well, then pick it up for 1 hour.
You pick it up. I'm the one who's holding it together. If it wasn't for
me. Come
on. Okay, here's what we'll do. I'll be team Ricky. You be team Andy.
No, I don't feel like that. Well, I don't.
I'm going to get them back together. Watch.
Oh, my God. That's your goal in life?
Uh-huh.
Why do you do it as a roast?
What do you mean?
You roast Ricky and you roast Andy. And then whoever cries first is the loser.
Wow. I didn't even do anything all day. I was so beat. I mean, we drove 9.5 hours back. Mm-hmm. Then, like a fucking idiot, I left my car at Newark Airport and said, just take an Uber there. That was the dumbest mistake. Why didn't you say take Uber to the airport?
I believe that I did because you thought you were going to take a flight back. And I said, no, you're going to drive with us.
No.
And then halfway through the drive, I was like, why didn't you just let him take a flight back? I mean, you are grumpy as shit.
Because I'm in so much back pain.
Then you should have just taken a flight back. I didn't know.
No.
You should have said, oh, my back hurts too much to drive that long.
No, I would never do that. Leave my wife and kid and
you
dog.
Would have done it if I hadn't said it.
No.
When I said you're driving back with us, you were like, oh, what? No, why? What?
I wasn't even paying attention because whenever I book a flight, I never book it one way.
This
so
is impossible to you.
My first instinct is to book
a round
trip.
I feel like they should change the name of Brick Wall to Rich Voss.
Oh, is that what you think?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you really picked it up.
I tried on that one.
When you
say I'm talking to a brick wall, people just say I'm talking. This is like talking to a Rich Voss. Feels like I'm talking to a Rich Voss.
That's the same thing as what you just try to do as a joke.
I just, sometimes when you explain it, most of the time when people don't laugh, it's not because they don't get it.
Bonnie said when we were in Montreal, well, we're going to fool around. We didn't. I asked her. She said,
no. I wanted to, but there was a lot of balls in the air. None of them yours. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't. Every night I was getting home at like 2 o'clock in the morning. You would go to the parties and I would.
But I wouldn't hang
home.
Out. I came right after you. Except one night I hung out.
Doesn't matter. I'm not mad about it. I'm just saying I was very, very tired. And then every morning I had to get up and either do radio or go to a meeting or whatever. It was a lot.
It was a lot. And you're not eating as well as you could be because you're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. Tonight, maybe we'll do it tonight.
Looking forward to it.
In the butt.
I mean.
What?
I'm looking forward and you're looking forward.
I want to figure, what do you want to talk about now?
Did you say in the butt?
I didn't mean to. I slipped. Why are you wearing that necklace so much now? It's so dainty.
All right, I'll take it off. I just had it from Montreal.
It's for dressing up because it's so thin. You know,
sorry.
It's when you wear that nice black dress you got.
Okay.
When you dress, you know, for a formal.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wear that little one diamond.
Okay.
That I got you for your birthday.
You got it.
Bonnie got me.
That's nice. What I should have wore for the fucking gala. What was I thinking?
Look at that fly trying to get out. I got to shave it and put it in a Tupperware and take it outside. I don't kill. I try not to kill.
The other night I saw a spider in the bathroom and I was too tired to take it out. So I just stepped over it.
Oh, you killed it or you stepped on it or over it?
Over it and went to bed.
Oh, you let it live?
Just left it in there.
And where, the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
In the toilet?
No.
Just walking around the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Good. There's no reason. The only things I kill are the ones that have like 100 legs.
Mm.
They're gross. The water bugs or whatever they are, centipedes.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Right.
Ticks, I kill ticks.
Yeah. You crush them.
I crush them. Their spirit and their back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like ticks. On when we did Creeps for Kids, I did a new bit that I never did before. In a theater, 300 people.
You did it on Would You Bang Him?
Oh, I did do it at Would You Bang Him. But that's not really.
It didn't even really work that well.
I know, because it's not a stand-up show.
Right.
It's more of, you know. But on a stand-up show, I tried it and
it worked good.
Oh, you want me to tell you guys a bit?
Yeah, everybody's dying to hear it.
I go, you know, when you marry somebody, you know, you're marrying one thing, but years later, you know,
you're marrying one thing. That's what you say.
No, I mean, I don't say that. I don't even know how I set it up. I go,
when you first get married, you're marrying the boobs. I think everybody knows that. That when the boobs start to fall, you start to notice a little more about them. Is that what the bit is?
Ew. I'm not a sexual guy.
Also, I let you touch my boobs in Montreal, so don't act like nothing happened.
I touch your boobs? Where?
You were like, get in here. You were sleeping in Raina's room, and I came to say goodnight, and you're like, let me touch your boobs.
Oh. I'm not going to do the bit. I'll do the bit. You want me to do the bit?
I don't, but you know, others might.
Why don't you?
Because I've heard the bit.
But it's a good bit.
I guess it is.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
All right. You're excited about your new bit. Tell your new bit.
I got tons of new ones. I'm making a new CD.
All right. Bye-bye.
No, hold on. We can't go anywhere. We only did 27 minutes. Let's pick it up.
I'm saying goodbye to you, not to them.
What do you mean?
Because you're just, should I do the bit or should I not do the bit for 20 fucking minutes?
Really? You're going to bring it to cursing?
Fuck, 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 cunt, shit, piss. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits.
Whoa, you're cursing like a Canadian.
Oh, really? You don't know what that's from?
What?
Shit, piss, fuck, cut. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
No, what's that?
The seven words you can't say on television.
That's more than seven words.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits.
That's, there's other ones you couldn't say either, I bet.
You don't know the famous bit? Are
by
you
Carlin.
A comedian
by
or
Carlin,
not?
Yes. But there's more than seven.
I don't, there's no argument to it. It's a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not digging him up so that I can have an argument about the words you can or cannot say.
Yeah, he just
this
picked seven
words.
This
is the seven words from his fucking bit.
Yeah, but those are...
You didn't know that.
I did know that. I said Carlin, but there's...
No, but you tried... Oh, God.
But there's one
You're
in Seven
You're so transparent.
Words.
You didn't know, so then you tried to make it something. There's more than that. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. I don't remember the bit. I know the bit, but I don't remember it. I didn't know you were saying Carlin, but there's more than seven words you couldn't say on TV.
This is the part we don't fucking give a shit about. Okay, 1977. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go back and find out. Really research it.
But why would he just pick seven?
Why would you fucking bring it up?
You brought it up. You said,
no, why would you bring... I brought up this. Hey, you know what that's from? That's from Carlin's bit. Well, there was more than that.
Well, not in his bit. There wasn't more than that. There wasn't more than that in his bit. But there was more than that in life, I would pretty sure. You know, why would he just pick... Well, whatever. It doesn't matter. You want me to do my new bit?
It's possible those really were the seven words you couldn't fucking say on TV. You ever think about that?
Cocksucker? Is that one of them?
Yes. Do you want me to do them again?
Yes, slower.
Shit.
Yes, one.
Piss.
Two.
Fuck.
Three.
Cocksucker.
Four.
Motherfucker. Oh, shit, piss, fuck. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt. Cocksucker, motherfucker, tits.
Tits?
Yeah, I couldn't say tits on television. But you could say the N-word.
No.
Yes, you could say any racial slur you wanted.
You could say kike.
Yep. Yep, for sure. It's a different set of standards.
All right, I'm going to take your word for it.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm taking your word for it.
There's no taking my word for it. That's not what this is. I just said those were the seven words you can't say on TV from Carlin's bit. There's no taking my word for it. That is it. What are you taking my word for? Like, I'd like to know. You're going to take my word for it? That I'm not saying those were the only words you couldn't say. I'm suggesting that it's possible that he did his fucking research before he did a fucking iconic bit about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Taking my word for it. How are you taking my word for it?
I'll take your word for it.
I don't understand how, for what?
For what you're saying,
What are you taking my word for? That those are the words that he used in his bit?
I'll take your word. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
That's the only thing you could take my word for.
And what you're saying is true.
There's no, it's not me. I'm not saying anything true or not true.
Whatever. There's no need to get heated.
Yeah, there is. It's like talking to a Rich Voss.
Talking to a wall.
Yeah.
Let me do my new bit.
No, I don't.
So when you marry somebody, you're marrying. Here's, it's like, how should I set it up?
I thought you did it and that it worked out so perfectly.
It worked great, but I don't remember how I did it.
When you're married to somebody, you know, they change over years. And, you know, when I met my wife, she was this, you know,
young,
meat-eating, wonderful person. Now she's a vegan. She's an uber feminist. She's an anti-Semitic. As a Jew, do you know how hard it is living with a vegan?
Pretty good.
Hilarious. It doesn't hide it too much. That's the only problem.
Because
you really see it coming.
I know. That's the only problem.
Because why would, as a Jew, a vegan make a difference in your life?
It's a joke.
I know, but there's a better way to say it. Hide it.
How? And what's that? And what do you think?
I don't know. Say Jew before you bring it up.
I'm a Jew.
No, you say Jew before you say what she is.
What, you just say Jew? I don't know where I go Jew.
I'm a Jew.
She's Irish, Catholic, or Christian, or whatever you are, Protestant.
Richard.
What? Oh, you're nothing but your family.
Christian. What is it? What is in my family?
Protestant.
They're really not either, but.
Why? That's what they are.
They don't go to church.
But
they were baptized.
Yeah, so they're Protestant.
Yeah, but for a long, long time, you could not get it through your head that we were not Catholic.
It's all the same, Catholic, Protestant, Christian. I mean, it's Jesus.
Really? Oh, not yeah. Why don't you tell that to the Irish? Oh my God, I'm going to go over there. Oh hey guys, God. You've been fighting over this for a long time and it's all the same shit. It's all the same shit. All religion is all the same fucking bullshit.
I'm telling Andy, you're talking it like this.
You're doing shit in the name of a phantom. You're having wars. You know, it's insanity.
I agree.
Yeah, so don't just belittle Catholicism and Protestant. It's like so weird that you would say that's the same thing.
It's not the same thing, but you guys all believe in Jesus. All of you. It breaks down to you. Your towel is outside. Okay.
Bye, Olivia.
Come here. Raina.
Yeah.
2 minutes experience of Montreal. Your 2 minutes experience of
No, should we get into that?
Oh, no. Come here. What's that? Come here, talking to Mike. Did you have fun in Montreal?
Yeah.
Did you learn a lesson?
Yeah.
Did you mess up?
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it on the podcast. Do you?
No. Very snacks in this household.
She got in a lot of trouble. Yeah, what do you want? Apple? We just had dinner.
Like 2 hours
ago. Mommy and I want to go to a movie. Can you sit in a movie for almost 3 hours doing something?
What's the movie about?
What's it about?
It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it's about a movie star and his stunt double. But further than that, I don't know the exact story.
It's 2 hours and 41 minutes.
But I think it has something to do with...
comedy?
It's Quentin Tarantino, so it's like bloodshed, comedy, misogyny.
First of all, Quentin Tarantino, she's supposed to go, oh, Quentin.
No, she knows Quentin Tarantino.
No, she doesn't know one movie of his.
Oh, no one knows Quentin Tarantino?
Not one person on this.
You've never heard his name before?
Never.
Wow.
What movie has he been
in? Not been in. He's a filmmaker extraordinaire.
What movie
says
he's
filmmaker?
Filmmaker? Yes. He's made... Pulp Fiction.
What's that?
It's the iconic.
Movie of. Oh, Raina! She literally stand on a chair to get her butt to the mic.
You're a gross little creep.
You're a terrible person.
That's funny.
Really?
Really?
That's what you want? I'm going to send this podcast to all your friends.
That's funny.
Yep.
Why are you wearing your hair like a little tennis player?
In a ponytail.
Wear it with your bangs. Now go. Because you add nothing to this podcast. And this is one of our better podcasts.
No, I'm going to add something.
What are you going to add?
You guys are
myself.
Worst.
Myself.
Did you get to hang out with any comics in Montreal? Any of your friends' comics that you like Bobby Kelly or anybody? Huh?
Did you just say I like hanging out with Bobby Kelly?
You know, yeah. Jim Norton? You hang out with Jim Norton?
Bonnie's trying to tell me to say Jessie May.
Well, you guys talked a bit.
I went out for dinner.
I don't know what she looked like. What one is she?
With a dog. With a little doggy.
Oh!
I went out for dinner with Norton and his manager. So we went to this fancy place, like some hotel fancy. Mm-hmm. And I ordered pasta, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like a fucking raw egg on the top of my pasta. Like barely cooked. I'm like, who the fuck even? I had to scrape it off. It was like gross. Like when I eat an egg, it's got to be well done. But on pasta.
Well, every time you watch one of those cooking shows, they're always like, the egg was too well done and it was all runny. Like they want it just barely heated.
What the fuck? Who puts an egg on spaghetti?
That's disgusting.
It was gross.
What did they get?
I don't know. Dessert. I think they had dessert.
Oh.
You know. But.
Did you eat it?
I scraped the egg off the top of it and pushed it to the side. It's fucking.
Was the spaghetti good?
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, it's like, you know, one of these 5-star. The Caesar salad was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But who the fuck. It was probably like a duck egg, too. You know what I mean?
Quail.
Where's that?
You know.
Did they pay for it?
Yeah, Norton. I offered to pay for everybody. And then I went out to eat with Bobby. Put that down. I went out to eat with Bobby Saturday, I offered to pay.
Bobby Lee bought all our treats when we went out for Jim Norton's birthday, too.
Put that down, I said. I don't care. Put it down.
I'm just looking at it. Where's that?
Well, when someone says put it down, put it down.
Where's that? The coffee bar.
I ate it last night.
I don't have any
snacks. Oh, my God.
Beat it. Beat it. Beat it. You're bringing down one of our good podcasts.
You don't need food. I said, walk to the store with the dog and get some food. I'll walk with you after this. Ay, ay, ay. Can we be done?
2 minutes.
I got to go walk to the store so she can have candy.
Well, don't do it.
I kind of want to go because I want to walk Allie anyway.
All right, I'm getting tired. We're at 40 minutes. We have nothing left. This podcast, I don't know how it... We can't have any listeners. Who's listening?
Who's listening? People were, though. Like, I listen to your podcast. I'm like, even the later ones, like... Because you know why? We've sort of stopped fighting. You know what I mean? So that was the exciting part of it.
Who's texting you this late?
What do you care? It's a fucking... I get alerts of news alerts.
You don't need them. All right, listen, I got a bunch of dates coming up. Go to richvoss.com.
Nice. Did you get it?
Yeah.
I saw, by the way, when you're doing your crowd work show and I took pictures, young, hot girls laughing at you. And because you were like, girls don't like me anymore, which they shouldn't. But they were enjoying you quite a bit. Here, do you want me to show you?
No, it doesn't matter. That doesn't mean anything, but let me see one or two. Get your feet away from that.
See?
What?
Wait, where are they? Wait, that's it?
They were hot?
Yeah.
Well, mind you, oh, it cut off again.
We can't see the other girl. Oh, see these two girls?
You gotta tell them that it cut off, or else they'll be like...
It cut off. All right, let's go. Listen, I got a bunch of dates. I'm booking up. Creeps with Kids tour starts in October. Creepswithkids.com. Go to richvoss.com for all my tour dates. A million things coming up. Bonnie's headed out to L.A. I might go to L.A. I don't know. Take Raina. Richvoss.com. Anything you want to say?
Well, we have another World's Best Comedy Show at Gotham, August 13th. I do that with Ken Kranz, and it's always a hot, hot lineup, which I can't remember who's on it, but I know there. It's only a $15 show, and it's like killer. August 13th.
I might come by.
Okay, bye.
So long. Sorry. We're going to pick this up in the fall.
We're going to start fighting again. We're going to start fighting again. Right, Rich?
Yes.
Fight.
Randy, you want to do 10 minutes with me?
No.
5 minutes?
No one's listening anymore.
Yeah, they will. They love you when you do cameos.
But no one's on, so they click off after the first.
Oh, here's what I'm furious about. They all of a sudden decided there's no bus transportation for our kid to school.
Yeah, because, no,
don't worry. I signed her up. I got to pay $1,000 and she can get a bus all year.
Yeah.
New Jersey decided to stop paying schools enough money. So they cut down teachers and cut down on transportation.
Wow. New Jersey, all the taxes we pay? Bullshit.
It's fucking bullshit. I don't want to get into it now, but it's all bullshit. Health insurance, everything. Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy. Asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.